coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence. Guard your heart. Mount guard over your heart with all diligence. Why? For out of your heart are the issues of life. That's the origin of matter. You say, Yes. That's where it is. Because the universal matter came from the heart of God. You're made in the image of God. Everything for your life is going to come out of you, out of your heart. That's where it's based. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12, from verse 35. He says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart. Look at it. Bring it forth what? Good things. I told you yesterday that we are the ones who produce whatever God wants in the earth. We permit, we bring them forth. We allow, after scrutinizing, our spirits will go over everything and decide only the will of the Lord will be done here. That's why it says when you pray, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That prayer becomes fulfilled in your world through you. Can you see it? Look at it now. You just saw it in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. And here it is. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. There's the origin. Where is that business going to come from? Where is that capital for the business going to come from? Say, well, I have good ideas, I just don't have money. Are you waiting for somebody to bring forth the money? It doesn't matter what the medium is. What matters is the source. Forget about the process. I told you, faith is the essence, not the process. Faith is the essence of things hoped for. Faith is the essence, not the process. That's what the Bible says about Abraham. Be not weak in faith. He considered not his body now dead. Neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he was strong in faith. Faith, the essence. That means what he was concerned about was he saw the baby Isaac. Yeah. What are you seeing? The essence. Are you seeing the business or are you looking for the capital? That's your mistake. Faith is the essence. If you hold on to what the picture is, that's your words. Don't worry about how it will navigate to you. Don't worry about who does God have over there to make it happen. That's none of your business. What your business is, faith is the essence. The essence of my hope. My hope is not about someone helping me with the money. No, my hope is not who's going to give me the venue. No. I can see us worshiping in that place. I can see us having that building. I can see it. You say, I want to build a new bakery. Can you see it? Can you see the bakery? Can you see it? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Can you see it? Yes. Faith is the essence. Yes. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. He was strong in faith. He held on to the picture. Because when you look away, it turns to potential energy. But when you look at it, you see the essence. Oh, Lord, yeah. Hallelujah. Are you getting this? Yeah. You know, think about that young man. He said he was going to be a doctor. He was studying to be a doctor. Then trouble came. He failed the exam. And trouble came. And the other thing happened. And the other thing happened. Now he says, God, 3 years ago I wanted to be a doctor. Look at me now. Oh God, he don't want you to look at you now. Can you see you as a doctor? Can you hold it in your hand? It's not about the exam. It's not about what they said. It's not about that your father died. It's not about that the money didn't come. It's about the picture. Can you see the picture? Glory to God. Sit down again. Woo! Hallelujah. What are you thinking? Is something trying to discourage you? Turn away from that thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Go straight to 17. Oh, I like this. Yabakatele kemondorobosa. Hi. Look at this. He says, for our light affliction. He calls it light affliction. Our light troubles. Are you hearing me? The difficulties that we experience. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Tell somebody it came to pass. It came to pass. Hey, it came to pass. Hallelujah! Oh, glory to God! Woo! Hallelujah! Sit down. It's a light affliction. Next time you meet a brother or sister going through some difficulty, you say, brother, it's a light affliction. It came to pass. It didn't come to stay. It came to pass. It's for a short time. It's for a moment. All right, look at this now. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Listen, he says, no matter what you're going through, if you will stay focused, he'll show that to you in a second. He says, there is a far more eternal weight of glory, a weight of glory. Something is coming. Are you hearing me? Something is coming. Hallelujah. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Brothers and sisters, you see, these are my cogitations. You understand? When I'm sitting in my sofa, these are the things that go through my mind. When I lie on my bed and I'm going through the scriptures, these are the things that go through my system. They course through my being. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh. It says it's producing for us a far more exceeding in eternal weight of glory. He says, if you think that you've seen our lives glorified, you ain't seen nothing yet. Are you following this? He says, what's coming far outweighs all we have ever seen. How? Brother, you're getting moving inside. Hey, yeah, yeah. Oh, glory to God. Hey. Some of you are saying, get to the next one. Get, I mean, you. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
The church is there for you to inspire you. Not only to bless you, it's also to inspire you. When it comes to business, expansion, finances, look at the church. God puts the church for there for you to look at. He puts it there for you to look at. Look at the church. Jesus said that if a man will hear my word and do it, he said he is like a man that built his house on a rock. And the floods came. And the winds came. They beat upon that house. It remained standing. Because it was built on a rock. Founded on a rock. He didn't say that if you build a house on a rock, the winds will come and turn away. And the floods will come and flow away. He said, no, they'll beat upon the house. If it's on a rock, it'll remain standing. That's what this ministry is about. I said, devil, throw your best shot. Let the winds come. Let the floods rise. And if you look at the ministry like that, and you build your life that way on the word, you build your finances, your business, your family, whatever it is, you build it on the word of God, it doesn't matter what comes out against you. Let the floods come. Let the winds come. Hallelujah. Put that scripture back there, 18th verse. Let's examine it. Why we look not? He says there's a greater weight of glory coming. While this is happening, he says that one is happening. Why we look not at the things which are seen. We are not looking at the visible things in the natural world, but we are looking at the things which are not seen. That means these unseen things are real. So we remain focused, looking at the unseen. That's why I tell people, oh, come on, don't say that. You're looking at the wrong thing. The young man came to Elisha the prophet. He said, Master, we are surrounded. He said, surrounded by what? He said, they're soldiers. They're here to take us. Elisha said, oh God, open this young man's eyes. Are you following this? The young man came to show him something. Now he's asking God to open the young man's eyes who came to show him something. You know what he's telling him? He's saying, young man, you're looking at the wrong thing. Who told you we are surrounded? You're looking at the wrong soldiers. You know, I was praying one day. I said, Lord, I fear no man. I fear nothing, because you said to me, fear not, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. I said, I have no fear. Hallelujah. Have no fear. Have no fear. Don't look at the wrong thing. Take your eyes away from the wrong thing. Create the life that you want by looking at the unseen. Bring them, this is a good man out of the good treasure of his heart. How did he get them? Faith cometh. Faith brings the pictures. Faith brings the seed. The seed, the word seed that you need into your spirit. The seed box, as it were. Are you hearing me? You gotta have the right seed in your spirit. Faith cometh. by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Like now, you're hearing the word, and faith's coming to you. You are making deposits into your spirit. Deposits. You are seeing possibilities, infinite possibilities. You are thinking now, oh God, I can do, I can do, I can be, I can have. It's happening in your spirits. When you leave this room, keep looking at the unseen. Because every time you look away, it stops being. This is scientifically proven. It stops being. It turns into potential energy that's just there, not doing anything until it is acted upon primarily by observation. When you see it, it turns into reality in matter. And then you'll be ready to bring it forth from within you. From within you. Last night, we called out those who had been diagnosed with cancer. In us giving the word, using the word of God to do something, acting the word, speaking the word. What was happening? I'll show it to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Look at verse 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 28. What were we doing last night? See, I tell people, if you just speed read all the time, you may miss a lot of good stuff. Look at this. And base things. No, so you can get the context. Go to the previous verse. Let's see. We start from here. What I want to show you is in the 28th verse, of course, but I want you to catch the context. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. I mean, think about someone like me. Me? Don't I know me? I know what I'm talking about. I know me. I know me. On my own, I can do nothing. I know me. But with him, sometimes I look at me and say, Lord Jesus, what you've made out of my life. Your word has so changed me. It's amazing. Glory to God. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Mm-hmm. Next verse. Next verse. And base things of the world. And things which are despised. Imagine us going, La Boko Sata Baba. And some people say, look at them, talking nonsense. Lebora sekete la. They say, nonsense. They said, I went to that church and everybody was saying, Alakaboroko la bada bada. They said they were all just dancing like mad men and women. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. That's where the power is. And base things of the world and things which are despised. Now, don't miss this. And things which are despised hath God chosen. Then he says, yea. Yea. You see, I want you to understand this poetic realm that this great apostle of God has sensed. He's making comparisons and suddenly he comes to another level of inspiration. And he says, yea. This is now climactic. He says, yea. And things which are not. That means things that don't exist in the natural world. To bring to nothing. Are you seeing that? Things that are not. Things that don't exist in the natural world. To bring, because if it didn't exist anywhere, it would not be a thing. Things which are not existence in the natural world, God has chosen to bring to nothing things that are, like the cancer. Those cancers, as at last night, you could say, these cancers are. And by God, we will use things which are not, but they exist in the realm of faith, to bring to nothing things that are.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akissim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.